Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. And the May supply and demand and those crop estimate reports are released from USDA this morning. And Tom, the month of May reports, one of the biggest and most watched, actually. Lots of eyes in this area, of course, on production numbers for the wheat crop, nationally on the corn this year, and what the report says about that crop. Also, it's a look ahead at the marketing year, so lots and lots of numbers to digest and crunch today. What did the report have to tell us?
Well, it's kind of a mixed report. When you look at the old crop ending stocks, we saw corn and bean numbers come in higher than what the trade was looking for and higher than what we saw last month. As a little bit of a surprise, the wheat actually came in lower than what the trade was looking for, but that was unchanged from last month. So a little bit neutral for wheat, but definitely a little bit negative for old crop stocks on corn and beans. Now, the new crop stocks, first report for the year, they actually came in higher than expected for the corn and the wheat and lower than expected for the beans. So that is friendly for the beans, but not so friendly for the corn and the wheat. Now, the production number on wheat, we have yet to see the breakdown of all the states yet, other than Kansas came across as a headline at 261.8 million bushels. Now, this is just slightly above what the tour found up here, and it's well below the 360 million that was raised last year in Kansas. We expect to see the Oklahoma and Texas numbers also disappointing when we see them. All winter came in a little higher than expected this morning, and the hard red winter came in just slightly below expectations. Overall, they're looking at these wheat numbers not quite as low as what they had anticipated. Now, we have yet to see any calls from the floor, but at the moment with the numbers we're seeing, it's kind of a mixed opening, I would say. But keep in mind, the weather will still be the main factor these markets will be looking at.